Okay, hello, hello, hello. 1, 2. Yep. So I've got to do a little mic test because we're doing something a little different here. As you can tell, we're recording with some binaural microphones. These would be the Sound Professionals microphones. There you go, 2. Ah, but are they in stereo? 1. Yes, they are. Yeah, that's okay. We're okay. And I just thought I'd... I was talking to Andre Louis yesterday about these microphones and trying to do more binaural, so stereo, good stereo recordings with mics that we got, you know. And I bought these Sound Professional ones quite a while ago, and I was about to do a very sacrilegious thing in the sound world, and I was about to get the cables cut down so that I could put them directly into my sound, into my Fastex AR4i. And he was like, no, don't do that. Because you never know when you need a bit more cable, and that is true. So I've actually explained that, you know, you could get wired up correctly and use the clips provided and all that malarkey, and that you wouldn't need then to ruin effectively potentially your microphones. Now obviously you're hearing me looking from one side of the mic dynamic to the stereo dynamic to the other, because I haven't got them very far apart, and I've put them quite far apart to my colours at the moment, the mics. So just so you know, and this is for audio mode 17 or whatever it is, but just so you know, the Fastex AR4i is a piece of hardware. It's a thing that basically slides your iPhone into, and they made it because although the video quality of the video picture is quite good on the iPhone, the audio is sadly lacking. We've talked about this before, haven't we? Well, Andre certainly has. About and I do refer to Andre a lot because he puts a lot of good stuff up there. So, you know, we'll always give credit to those who do such things. And he's a thoroughly likeable chap anyway, so it's a win-win really. But yeah, he was talking about lamenting that even things that are designed with some kind of audio in mind. You would think if they're going to have high quality video, why not high quality audio? Well, that was going on, so that was part of the solution to that, was that this the AR4i was meant to be a high quality recording solution. So you would put your phone in to it, which I have done, and then you've got gain control and things. Gain control, you can tell the three different channels what you want them to do, the three different jack inputs, and you've got a headphone output. In fact, I think you can probably change that, to be fair. So it's almost a bit like a mixing desk, you have independent ability to adjust those inputs, then yeah, that would work. So yeah, so there was that, and of course the only downside was that it came with really crap microphones, sorry, rubbish microphones, and actually quite unbelievably so. So if you give a damn, Fastex, and you're listening, that if you're doing another incarnation of the AR4i, now that the iPhone 5 is out, you would really want to consider those microphones that you provided or shipped with the AR4i, because they're appalling. So anyway, that's why I thought, well, if I get the binaurals from the Sound Professional mics, which is what these are. They're tiny little mics. I mean, they're as big as, if you've got the AR4, they're as big as those. They're just, or small as those. They clip on to you. They're quite small. But, you know, you blow into them, it's fine, because I've got the headphone, the windscreens on. So has the have the Fostex ones, but they're just not good. So not effective enough. The microphone isn't great either. So of course it's picking up, you know, small sounds. They are very good, these, but they cost a little bit. You can get them from they're from the States. Well, there's two things. One, make sure you check through what you're buying very carefully, because the website's quite complicated, especially if you're VI. Make sure that you're careful about what you're buying and the extras and stuff, that you know what you're getting into. And secondly, don't pay their extortionate airmail charge. You get them quicker, but you pay a lot for it. And beware that you'll probably get charged a custom charge, or the post office may hold the mics back. But are they worth all that? Well, I'll leave that up to you, but I would probably say a resounding yes. And especially now that I'm back with them, this is the quality you're getting, just through the iPhone. So, you know, realistically, for £250, you too can have sound like this. You just have to buy the Fostex AR4i. Alternatively, of course, you just buy them and use them in the conventional way with a digital recorder of an alternate type, and then load your audio up to wherever you want, as you will. I'm going to quickly pop my head out the door. There's Sally watching Joan Rivers, I think. Fashion Police, that's it. Diatribe, in my opinion. And as you can hear, I'm making a cup of coffee. And, you know, these mics are quite something. Obviously, the stereo spread depends on how far apart you put the microphones. So, you know, at the moment they're on my shoulders effectively, but you could easily put them further apart, and then you would get a different stereo separation, different sound, and obviously this isn't ideal, because obviously, you know, the time I move one side to the other, you know, at least it demonstrates the dynamic stereo, the stereo separation. But it's kind of me, you know, it's a bit too much, really. So I tried them on my pockets yesterday, at my waist, and that was much better. You would hear me less, in one sense, and you could tell when I was looking up and down as well. So, because obviously your body's acting as a physical barrier, which is the thing, so that your brain actually knows where things are according to your body, because our brain is clever, you see. I'm sure other people are way more qualified to talk about this than I am, but bear with, and we'll finish making this cup of coffee, take it in, perhaps I'll reposition the microphones, and then try again, a different stereo width, we'll go outside perhaps and just have a quick stick my body outside and see what happens. So just bear with me a sec while he's making her laugh. While I pause this, and I'll come back to you in a second. Okay, so now we're just gonna pop outside. It's getting dark, so it smells of bonfire out here. I don't want to get onto the floor, so I'll just squeeze onto the step. So now, let's have a look. Are you hearing me? Yes, I think you are. Yeah. Okay. Bring it up a little bit. So now I'm sort of standing on my step, literally, and I've put the mics down. So one is there on my jean pocket, front pocket and one is there. So a much wider stereo output. And as I said, all this coming through the Fostex R4i, which is the thing that cradles the iPhone. And you can hold it in different configurations. And it's got a really, I mean, one thing they've done really well is a really hefty thing that screws in like a mic handle, so you can hold that if you want to. But of course, I'm holding this with it because it's external. You're not hearing anything from it in terms of handling noise. But it's a good piece of kit and it's doing a good job, I think. So let's wait, something coming past here. So, right to left. That's my fault, distorted a little bit, the level slightly too high, but yeah, gain control is easy because it's just on a knob that's easily accessible. Shame it's not last week because you would have had some really good firework display stuff. So this is the sort of stuff that we were doing back in 2004, 5, 6 with podcasting. And of course it got populated by the fact that we could put it on websites like Blind Call Tech and other podcasting sort of sites. But now it's all much more easy to streamline with Audioboo and SoundCloud. And then obviously you can send your link to Twitter and it all gets fed like that and it'll even feed itself. So if anyone wants, by the way, a bit of an in-depth tour of the audio boot and SoundCloud. Well, say in-depth, no. That's ask me for that individually, as a separate podcast. But if you want a general sort of tour of all these things and you look at some of what's possible and you don't know yet, then do go to www.sv2go. That's SV2go. www.team-fm.com/sv2go. www.team-fm.com/sv2go, and I've done some presentation on Audioboo, SoundCloud, and how to get audio and stuff on your and populate your get your voice populated out there. Okay, I'm yabbing, so I'm going to go back in, and we will speak soon because I think we've done all this. But yeah, any questions and anything I've blabbered about that you're not sure about, just let me know, and I'll speak to you soon. In the meantime, let's shut my door. And make sure it's locked. And we'll be speaking soon.